This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Precision Pulley and Idler, Plum Supply, Pella Regional Health Center, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Laley, and the City of Pella. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Corporation, Great Western Bank, Hewitt Service Center of Monroe, Hubes Garage, Subway of Pella and Monroe, Motor and Auto Group, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
It's that time of year again. The kids are back to school. How does the Pella School District work to maximize life's opportunities for every student? In the second part of a five-part back-to-school series, let's go in-depth with Lowell Ernst, Director of K-12 Instruction for the Pella School District. So, Lowell, does the Pella Community School District constantly reassess what you're doing, why you're doing it, your place in the community?
We absolutely do, Bob. I think one of the most important things that we look at is what is a productive citizen in our society need for the future? You know, what's going to take to help them have a rewarding life, not just a good job and not just what we would say as monetary success, but to really have a rewarding life? And what we've kind of landed on that is you need to know how to navigate through your life, how to deal with the problems that are going to befall you, how to understand what different perspectives in life are and have a different point of view, and that we need to work with people who maybe don't agree with our point of view but still be able to work to common solutions. And those things are all parts of what we're really trying to drive into right now. We say that we want to maximize life's opportunities for every child. That's what we mean by that, is a person should be able to get in an unpredictable situation and come up with a productive solution and work their way through that. And to do that, you need opportunities to practice that. And that's what we're trying to organize our school system to be able to do.
Well, so how do you do that? I mean, back when I was in school, we just read and memorized and took tests. It sounds like you're talking about a different kind of goal than back in the old days.
Yeah, and I guess I like to think of it as an and situation rather than an or. We still need to know those basic knowledge pieces to be able to have the background to do the things that we need to do, but that's not nearly enough anymore. And so we start that early. When we start talking to our elementary students and teaching them math, we want them to explain how they got their answers, what they're thinking, and why they're thinking that. When we actually have just spent the last week educating all of our science teachers on how to teach something called the science writing heuristic, which takes on a big idea, lets kids generate questions about that, and then try to pursue the answers by consulting experts, designing their own experiments to try and test out their theories, and then developing conclusions based upon all those things that they could actually prove on those evidence pieces. That gives students early experience with practicing that. As they get into the middle school, high school realm, we're deep into a process called authentic intellectual work. And that takes and looks at, within the instruction, when are students actually having substantive conversations? What we mean by that are three productive interchanges at the minimum that build upon what the last person said. So we're trying to actually not just spit my experience out and then say, now you should believe me, but to say, I agree with you because, or I disagree with you because, and here's the evidence that I have for those statements. So those are really teaching strategies and techniques. We want teachers to understand how to productively build in their classrooms. And an example in the authentic intellectual work, we're starting our fifth year of actually teaching that. And to see the evolution of what's happening in our classrooms has been exciting, because there are some people who are getting very adept, very skilled at that. So it's fun to watch that happen.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Golay Heating and Cooling, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, the Pleasantville Clinic, Knoxville Raceway, the E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher, and Good Samaritan Society Indianola. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Hut, Don's Heating and Cooling, Knoxville Recreation Center, iHealth Solutions, Pella Historical Society, and the Pella Hy-Vee.
I continued my conversation with Lowell Ernst, director of K-12 instruction for the Pella School District. So it sounds like you're taking the next steps beyond just retaining knowledge, but how do you be creative with it? Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, one of our key goals in our district is to develop complex thinkers. And we define complex thinkers as the ability to think critically, to be able to problem solve, the ability to think creatively and innovate. And when you put all those things together, you don't do that through standing up and lecturing to kids. Kids have to have the opportunity to create. They have to have the opportunity to solve difficult problems that have more than one solution and not just get the right answer, but to get multiple answers and then justify why that answer would be one that you can actually put into society and work with. So those are building tasks within your classroom that allow those opportunities to occur. And those are difficult for teachers to develop those tasks. It takes a lot of hard thinking, and it takes more than one brain at the same time, which is why on Wednesdays we put minds together to be able to work on those type of things and to be able to build those quality tasks that can result in that type of student learning.
Sounds like a very vibrant classroom. When I was in school, my desk was like a ball and chain, and you never got out except for recess. But it's not like that anymore in most learning environments.
You know, we have had all of our new teachers here this week, and then trying to tell them what you think a productive classroom looks like. And when they brainstormed, one of the terms they came up with was productive chaos. And it used to be that if a principal walked into your classroom as a teacher and the kids weren't sitting in rows being quiet, you were worried that the principal would worry what's going on. I'm actually worried when the opposite happens. When I walk into a classroom and the kids aren't getting a chance to do anything and the only person who's active is the teacher, that's not a productive classroom in my mind. We want to make sure that that model is kids interacting with each other, kids and teachers interacting. Lots of conversation, lots of theories being thrown out. And then not just a theory that, oh, well, anything's right. Anything's not right. The things that are correct are what you can be able to prove and what you can find evidence for and back up. But you have to be able to have the opportunity to practice and do those things. So that's what we want our classrooms to look like.
And you have to be able to make mistakes and learn.
Absolutely. Those are the biggest learning opportunities. And to not just, one of the things we challenge teachers to do is to question a kid when they've got an answer that's actually feasible and correct. But to make them think about, can you really prove that? And it's interesting to watch students because sometimes they'll back off their answer because the teacher must think I'm wrong. Well, no, the teacher's just asking you to back up your thinking. And we want to make sure that you can think your way through that because they're going to get challenged that way in life. And you get into an occupation and you come up with an idea, somebody's going to push you on it. Well, that's just fine. We should be pushed, and we should find out sometimes we're wrong, and somebody had a better idea, but now can we build on their better idea? That's part of the teamwork and collaboration, which was one of our goals as well.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Dowie Pest Control, Van Haften Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Pella, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services, West End Auto, and Charles TV. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kevin Wadley, CPA, Prudential First of Pella Realty, 3M, Creative Landscaping, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, and Van Haften Racing.
I continued my conversation with Lowell Ernst, director of K-12 instruction for the Pella School District. How else do you assess whether the school is doing a good job?
We actually look at both the inputs and the outputs. So in looking at the outputs, obviously we're trying to look at some of the things around academic proficiency because those are still, once again, it's an and situation, not an or. You still need to be academically proficient. But we also want to see what is our students' capacity to solve problems. And when we look at that, we ask them to be able to build rubrics. And a rubric is a scoring guide that shows when a student solves this problem at a beginning level, at a proficient level, or at an advanced level, what are the things that would actually be present in that solution that would lead us to be able to see that? And so those are some things we can actually quantitatively look at in student work. In addition to that, we go into classrooms and do what we call electronic walkthroughs, or e-walks. And when we see things, we record them and are able to develop data to say, is there a student-to-student conversation taking place? How much of the time that we were in there did we see teacher talk versus student talk? Is technology being used to problem solve, or is it just being used to word process? Those are the types of things that we can then take a look at and the profile and see, are we actually growing as a district and making those things happen? Interestingly, we've noticed that right after we do professional development in those areas, our data grows in those areas. But if we don't continue to feed that, months later that data will drop back off and we'll go back to some of the ways we were doing things. So in order to do that, our professional development this year is going to continue to have learning pieces in it that keep promoting what we're trying to have happen in the classrooms.
Are the assessments that the schools are required to complete, are they real measures of the learning that's going on here?
When you look at the Iowa assessments that we've been giving for years, used to be called the Iowa Test of Educational Development, now Test of Basic Skills, those, when we think about high levels of thinking, 90% of those questions were at low-level thinking. And so they did a good job of measuring, do we have the facts and the factoids that you need to be able to think at those higher levels? But it gave us no feedback on if kids had these higher-level thoughts that we really want to try and dig into and find out. The new assessments that have just been approved at the state level, called the Smarter Balanced Assessments, truly do test some of those higher level skills. It's not just multiple choice questions, but it's actually writing where you have to explain your answers and to be able to learn why you do that. That's one of the reasons the test takes longer, and it's one of the reasons they're more expensive, because humans have to get involved to do those things. But we've always said that's a good thing. And so we think we're on the verge of maybe turning that corner, because the standardized tests we've given in the past have not given us that information.
Well, life isn't a multiple choice test.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when we think about the way we want to teach, it should align with the way we want to assess. And when those two things don't line up and we create an accountability system that teaches one thing and tests another, that really doesn't make a lot of sense. We think we're moving into that direction now where we can make those two things line up. Also, you'll hear a lot about standards-based grading across the state of Iowa. That's really what that's for. It's not for a better report card. It's for better teaching. It's to help us say, here's what we want a kid to know, and here's the level at which they know it right now and what we can do about making it better. So that's what we're trying to drive towards, is to align what we will teach, what we want kids to know, and how we assess it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Windsor Manor, Harson Construction, and DMAC in Ankeny. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pella Christian Grade School, Knoxville Rehabilitation Center, Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic, and Integrative Counseling Solutions.
I continued my conversation with Lowell Ernst, Director of K-12 Instruction for the Pella School District. What, in your mind, are the Pella Community School Districts doing really, really well? And what would you like to improve upon?
I think what we're doing really well right now is helping students understand that life is about more than just getting a grade. That it's about being able to navigate your way through your life, being able to solve those problems that life's going to throw at you, and really being resilient to those things. That resiliency, though, is the part that I think we want to do a better job at. When we think about what we call academic grit, a student being able to say, you know what, I got an answer wrong, or I've made a mistake, what can I learn from it? How can I dig in and get better at that? It's called having a growth mindset, in Carolyn Dweck's words. That's really what we're trying to push towards, is helping students to say, I don't just get the right answer, but I continue to persist to get a better answer. And I think that's something that takes a lot of planning and design to make happen. We like to get a lot better at that. And so that's what our professional development is driving towards, is to continue to look at that. We'd also like to get better at helping students understand what their future looks like. We've got a term we call saving 50 lives. And that's to cut in half the number of students who struggle to read, and to make sure everybody leaves us with a plan that includes whatever training they're going to need to then go to the next step of their life. And we're kind of on the cusp of that, but we've got a goal that that's going to happen by May of 2018. So we want to continue to walk down that road to get to that Saving 50 Lives plan. And the 50 came up for, if we can cut in half the number of kids who struggle to read, that would be 50 kids every year that would be better off than they are right now. So that's where we're at.
And what grade are you hitting that?
That will really focus on K through 3, and that's our measurement of it, is the students who are academically proficient in reading at the end of third grade, which is it aligns with a state goal, but ours is not just about making sure they don't get retained. It's about making sure they have the building blocks for life so they can go ahead and enter into these deeper levels of thought.
Now, how can parents at all levels help make this happen?
I think starting with the earliest levels, the building blocks and the foundation of those things happen so intensely in K-3. And we know that the students who go home and have support in terms of sitting home and reading with your child, making sure that they are understanding, asking questions of your kid when they come home, not just, what did you do today, but tell me something that you really understood today and something you're still confused about. To get them to think deeper about what they're learning in class and to give that image that, yes, it is important. And also to support the fact that learning is hugely important. I think that happens K-12, that when a student hears at home, well, I was never good at math either. Don't worry about that. You don't really need math. The reality is they do. And when we talk about all jobs, manufacturing jobs, whether we're talking blue collar, white collar, all jobs require a certain level of being able to say, does that even make sense? Could that answer be possible? Those are pieces that supporting what's going on in the classroom by saying, yeah, you're going to need that later in life. Make sure you're looking at, what are your goals for life, son, daughter? What do you really want to accomplish? Continue to have those conversations at home gives relevance to what we try and do in the schools.
So in closing, any last thoughts you'd like to share?
You know, what we just got done discussing was really the why we exist, you know, the idea of being able to teach students to navigate through their lives, the how we get it done, and the what we want to become. And if we do that, we always talk about who are we? Who will we be if we make all those things happen? And we've got three really brand pillars we want to talk about, that is pursuing excellence. We think we do that pretty well, that when we think about academically, athletically, fine arts, that we pursue excellence to a high degree. But in addition to that, we want to make sure that we're building caring relationships along the way. And that's student to teacher, students to families, parents to families. Those are the kind of relationships that are going to make a difference in your life. So that's the second pillar. Our third pillar is to respect and develop every child's potential, that every student is going somewhere. And we want to make sure that we respect that and we help them get to where they want to go. And that's a really important piece for us. And we'd like to be able to just say when a student comes back to us 5-10 years later, that they are so thankful they had the opportunity to be pushed in the right direction to help them go to the next place they want to go in life. So those are our three brand pillars, and we really want to live them out, and that's who we want to become.
Thanks to Lowell Ernst for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.